If you're traveling through an airport anytime soon, pay attention to just how much time it takes to get on and off the plane. Flight attendants are not typically paid for that time, which is just one of the many things they're trying to change. Flight attendants at American are seeking new contracts, and Southwest just reached a new tentative deal with their flight attendants. Let's take a look at all of this with Seth Kaplan, here in Now's transportation analyst. He joins us on Skype. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Deepa.
So we'll get to that Southwest deal in a moment, but Seth, I had no idea that when we board or disembark, that time is not typically paid. Is this all airlines? And I have to say, how do they justify this? Because clearly the flight attendants are on the job at that point.
Most definitely they are. In fact, some would say that's one of the harder parts of the job, right? Getting everybody situated and then helping them with their bags.
Absolutely.
And all the rest of it, right? Yeah. Part of it's just a formula that airlines have used. And this is what they would say, is that the hourly rates that flight attendants are paid during the flight are higher than they would otherwise be. So, you know, you might hear of a flight attendant making $30 an hour, $40 an hour, those kinds of rates, which might sound high compared to other industries. Then the flip side is, yes, they're not paid for the whole time, whereas somebody in another industry might just be paid less per hour, but paid for the whole time that they're working. So it's the way it's always been. It's strange, for sure.
And we should note that, like, some of those early salaries, the $30 an hour, you know, flight attendants are on food stamps in some cities, making that amount. But at Delta, flight attendants are not unionized, though they've tried. And a couple of years ago, Delta began paying flight attendants for this boarding time, half their regular wage. Why did Delta do that, and how's it going?
Well, it goes back to the first thing you said there, right? They're not unionized, but Delta wants to keep it that way. And the pitch that Delta makes to many of its work groups, not just flight attendants, is, hey, why would you want to pay union dues? Because we're compensating you so well without that. Delta is much more of a non-unionized airline than all the others, the major exception being its pilots. Delta pilots are unionized. Almost everybody else is not there.
Okay.
And so Delta tries to keep it that way by saying, hey, you get the milk without buying the cow, so to speak.
All right. So tell us more about the deal at Southwest.
Well, what we know more about is the deal at flight attendants already rejected late last year, right? This is one that this new tentative agreement has just come out, sort of just getting details disseminated to the members. So we haven't seen all of them yet, but we know that Southwest flight attendants already turned down an offer that would have given them 20% raises in year one, followed by more modest raises after that. So this is a deal that now is richer than that would have been in an industry where other airlines are also working through these issues with their flight attendants, American most notably.
And, you know, if flight attendants get a raise, I'm wondering, is that cost going to be passed on to travelers? Of course, the bigger picture is the airline industry was slammed during the pandemic, but now it's making money. Or do you think airlines will reduce their profits?
Yeah, it's kind of a boom-bust industry, isn't it? Airlines now doing well again. Well, it's a bit of both. I mean, they can't pass it through one for one. It's not as though Southwest, just because it pays its flight attendants more, can charge more for tickets. It can only charge what people are willing to pay in a competitive industry. But as all airlines absorb higher costs, absolutely, you're going to see the fares rise to make up for those.
Here and Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, Deepa.